Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson in for Elizabeth Hassenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Death and taxes, the only two things certain in life, somebody once said. Another thing certain is that taxes will dominate the conversations at the state capitol during the 69th North Dakota legislative session, which kicked off in Bismarck last week. That's where I've been hanging out since the gavel dropped, and property taxes certainly at the center of conversations in the meeting rooms and hallways following a defeated ballot measure in November on the topic. At a joint session last week and before the House and Finance and Taxation Committee this week, Governor Kelly Armstrong outlined his property tax relief and reform proposal, which would increase the primary residence credit by $1,550 per year in the upcoming biennium, using a mix of the state's general fund and a dedicated stream of legacy fund earnings. His plan also includes a 3% cap on future increases in local property tax budgets, with allowances for political subdivisions to carry unused increases forward for up to 5 years. This week, the Tax Committee also listened to another plan introduced by Representative Scott Lauser that, in his words, buys out rather than buys down the K-12 education share of property tax. It caps local government property tax increases at 3%, but it does not apply to school districts. Those would be allowed to increase property tax by up to 10 mils. More ideas will be vetted in the days ahead, with early reports of up to 55 property tax-based bills on the docket, although several are expected to be withdrawn, as they're no longer applicable since they were written based on a different anticipated outcome of Measure 4, and legislators are collaborating and consolidating ideas to streamline the process and make it more manageable. The NDSA's overarching message to lawmakers is this: we are supportive of some of the ideas that have been presented, but are advocating for a broad-based, holistic approach that includes agricultural land. With large grazing animals and a land-centric industry, cattlemen and women are generally significant property owners, and all property classes should be included in the conversation, so as not to create inequitable shifts between classes and tip the proverbial three-legged stool. We're eager to work with lawmakers on this important topic and the many others that will cross their desks over the 80 legislative days. The deadline for North Dakota House members to introduce legislation is January 20th, while North Dakota senators have until January 27th. As of last week, Legislative Council, which assists lawmakers in drafting bills, has received approximately 1,000 bill draft requests so far and expects 450 to 500 more before the deadline. As a comparison, lawmakers introduced 990 bills in 2023. In other news, national news, the Food and Drug Administration has issued a draft guidance on labeling for fake meat products. The agency is proposing that labels name specific plant sources, saying, for example, chickpea meatballs would be acceptable, but plant-based meatballs would not be. The NDSA does not agree with this approach and is adamant that the word meat should not be able to be used at all. The Stockmen's Association helped create truth in labeling language in North Dakota Century Code several sessions ago to protect traditional meat nomenclature and to guard against alternative products being allowed to masquerade as something they're not. FDA is accepting public comment on its federal labeling proposal, and comments can be sent via the Federal Register between now and May 7th. For 95 years, the Stockmen's Association has been working to protect, promote, educate, and serve North Dakota's beef industry. To join the team that's protecting your livelihood and your legacy, call us at 223-2522. This is Julie Ellingson signing off for Stock Talk this week. Have a great Thursday.